Sinabi ng pinuno ng parole board ng Victoria na hindi nagtaas ng pagkabahala ang pulisya ng estado tungkol sa namaril na Jacob Cairi bago ito pinawalan. Nagsisika pa din ang gobyerno federal upang maunawaan kung paano ito tumanggap ng parol sa kabila ng pagkakaroon ng ugnayan sa terorismo. Binabaliwala ng punong ministro ang suhestyon mula Victoria na ang ahensya ng pag-iespiya ng Australia ay dapat magkaroon ng kapangyarihang makialam sa mga darating na desisyon tungkol sa parol. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat ni Miles Morgan. Napatay ng mga pulis si Jacob Cairi, ang 29 na taong mamamayan ng Australia at dating refugee mula Somalia, pagkatapos niyang patayin ng isang lalaki, kumidnap ng isang bihag at namaril ng 3 pulis noong Lunes. Sinabi ng pulisya na gumawa siya ng pahayag ng gabing iyon na ginagawa niya ang ganitong hakbang para sa Al-Qaeda. Pinawalang sala siya sa kanyang ugnayan sa isang balak na pag-ataking terorista sa Sydney Army Barracks noong 2009 sa kabila na mayroon siyang mahabang listahan ng krimen. Sa kabila nito, binigyan siya ng parol ng Victorian Legal System noong Disyembre. Ganito ang sinabi sa Melbourne Radio 3AW ng pinuno ng Adult Parole Board ng Victoria, Judge Peter Cousins.
The board received absolutely no information from either corrections or external services as to which would cause us to have any concerns about risk to the public. We had been told nothing about him that would indicate any suggestion of risk. Had we been told, we would have acted.
Sinabi naman ni Attorney General George Brandis na dapat siyasatin ng parole board ang buong kasaysayang legal ng isang tao.
The Victorian Parole Board apparently only looked at the particular charge on which he'd been imprisoned, and it didn't look back beyond that to the fact that he had terrorist antecedents. Had they done so, it's inconceivable that he would have been released on parole so readily.
Sinabi naman ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa 3AW na sumasang-ayon siya sa sinabi ng Attorney General.
Everybody knew it was a matter of public knowledge that he had been involved in extremist activities. Yes, he had been acquitted, but there was no doubt he had associations and involvement with violent extremist elements.
Ayon pa din kay Judge Peter Cousins, hindi siya kinausap ng counter-terrorism police tungkol kay Cairi maliban sa paghingi ng kasalukuyang numero ng telepono upang maibalik nila ang ilang ari-arian ng namaril.
Now, you would have thought, Neil, that if the federal authorities were concerned about this person as a risk, they would have been more concerned about that rather than returning property to him.
Sa pagharap sa matinding pagtatanong tungkol sa nangyari, sinabi ni Premier Daniel Andrews sa Channel 7 na ang mga kriminal na walang alam na ugnayan sa terorismo ay pinawawalan sa kulungan pagkatapos aprubahan ng Commonwealth.
Well, ASIO and the Australian Federal Police are, after all, the primary experts in this matter. This is a national issue, and we need to all be working together and to be involved in this.
Hindi natuwa ang punong ministro sa panukala.
Of course, it can seek advice and information from other agencies, but I think many Victorians would be shaking their heads at the prospect that the Victorian Premier wants to abdicate his responsibility as leader of the government of Victoria.
Dinagdag ni Attorney General George Brandis na kailangan ng bawat estado ang mas malakas na posisyon sa parol para sa mga taong may panganib na maging terorista.
I think the public are entitled to expect that people who present that level of danger to the public and who have a terrorism background, there should be a presumption against bail or parole except in a very clear case.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.